It's time for the emergency break of the week.
You guys have a good show. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, guys.
Hi, Junes.
All right.
Hi, Donnie.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
That's Matt. Or, that's Donovan. They are next.
I'm Matt.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Thanks to Tyler.
Hi, Junes.
Thanks to Fernando.
Hi, Gordo.
And Ryan.
Hey.
For the great...
Oh,
God dang it. If you shoot that mother up one more time...
Wait, what just happened? What just happened?
The next bottle you throw over here is coming back at you 60 miles an hour.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you, Gordon.
Headhunting is a coward.
That's right.
Did you hit him, Gordon?
It's a shirt he's wearing.
He is. He hit me right in the noggin.
I did not. I hit you in the shoulder. And then Craig tried to block it.
He was
trying to block it from going into the trash can, and he hit you in the head. So
headhunting is a coward.
Blame Craig.
All right.
The only thing you have to do to block Gordon's shot is sit there, because it's never going
to
end.
You don't have to block his shot.
That's a shot at me.
All right. We'll see you Monday.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Advanced Hair Restoration brings us the emergency break of the week here from Choctaw Casino in Durant, Oklahoma. That was nice of them to host the emergency break of the week and scatter shooting here on a Friday, live from Durant, Oklahoma. We'll give you three candidates, and you get to vote on them at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one's from the Hardline. It's a guy by the name of Corby, who suffers from time to time from bubble voice. And the Hardline said this may be the greatest bubble voice performance of all time because it's the longest stretch of bubble voice where he just kept going. Let's give it a listen.
The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by The Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
Thank you, Mr. Hamster.
520. Help.
So... this guy asks a question. It doesn't even need any setup, but we are, I guess, I haven't seen it on the calendar yet. Do we have a date yet?
What's happening
yet?
To your voice?
Oh, my God.
The longest bubble voice I've ever heard.
Was it really?
You were just trying to fight through it like a pro, but...
you just kept going and going and going.
Like the whole Lollipop Guild was...
Man. He's just so used to it. He doesn't even notice it.
I didn't even notice it. I just kept going.
That has to be a record, right, Ham? That was
we'll count it up.
Amazing.
Did it just keep getting worse?
It was like, boy, can he make it 8 seconds?
It was just steady.
like I'm on the bull.
Yeah. It's like you had just taken a big rip of helium.
Do we have it on the calendar, though, for the April Fool's Open?
2-1.
That may be the amazing thing, is that I don't even think he did notice.
Why did he write it out so long?
How do people not notice when they have bubble voice?
I always notice if I get it.
I know. It's so disturbing.
And I've noticed that out in the wild, too, and people do seem to write it out, and they just keep talking, and it's just like, man, you need to... And then you feel weird because you don't want to explain to them they have bubble voice. What?
What's bubble voice?
What are you talking about?
What's bubble voice? What are you talking about?
Let's just hear the first part of that again and this bubble voice record for Corby.
The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by The Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
Thank you, Mr. Hamster.
520. Help.
So... this guy asks a question. It doesn't even need any setup, but we are, I guess, I haven't seen it on the calendar yet. Do we have a date
yet? What's happening
yet?
To your voice?
Oh, my God.
The longest bubble voice I've ever heard.
Was it really?
You were just trying to fight through it like a pro, but...
you just kept going and going and going.
All right, that's good. Yeah, it seemed to get higher as he kept going. It kept getting higher and higher.
That the fun part of listening to that is waiting for who's going to jump in and say something. And Bob finally, what's going on here, boys?
Dude, what is up with your voice? All right, there is Corby as candidate number one with some bubble voice. And this guy is back. He's unbelievable. He can throw out an e-brake at a moment's notice. And as we've really come to appreciate, the way Craig Rosengarten gets started with an e-brake is always entertaining. You know it's about to happen.
Yeah, I
I just find that fascinating. I just, you know, all the things. Let's tweak this. Let's tweak that. Well, you know what? Maybe it's just the ball. I think it's just such in denial. Thank you. And it's just such denial that hey, everything's wrong, but the golf ball.
Everything's not wrong, but the golf ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's not wrong, but it's like really. It's like. And here's the other side of it. Did you notice yesterday he had a really good round?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't come up with denial and then trying to say it. It's good that Rick is there as his caddy to say, no, that's the wrong club. Hit this
Rick
one.
Is his speech therapist helping him out there. But, see, I think that Craig Rosengarten's just ahead of the curve on this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's in deny.
He's
to me,
denied.
This is the whole contain
just
thing.
Mm-hmm. Change it to he's
yeah,
in
you change it to the verb version, and
right.
then we're fine with it.
He gets he's in crossed deny. Up to him. It's just deny. Deny. He knew there's another word coming at some point.
He was like he was watching the dialogue bubble of the word deny float above his head all the time.
He was the deny. Deny.
I love how Rick always very calmly corrects
yeah, he's
him.
So polite and just handles him. No, that's not right, Craig.
It's you have to be gentle with Craig.
Right? You don't want to alarm him. All right, one more time.
Yeah, I just find that fascinating. I just, you know, of all the things, let's tweak this, let's tweak that. Well, you know what? Maybe it's just the ball. I think that's just such in denial. Denial, thank you. And it's just such denial that hey, everything's wrong, but the golf ball.
Everything's not wrong, but the golf ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's not wrong.
Right.
Like, and here's the other side of it. Did you notice yesterday he had a really good round?
No, I didn't notice that, but we did notice that you couldn't come up with denial. Deny. Sounds like a town somewhere. Deny, Oklahoma. All right. There is Craig Rosengarten as candidate number two. And we got something going on that hard line. Bob Sturm, he has taken over as the guy who wants to always force in the sports joke. Sports joke Bob. Dad joke Bob. The new norm. That's how we are starting to refer to Bob. And the thing that I love about this is how the entire crew just turns on him as he tries to force in a tennis joke of Yannick Sinner.
Michael B. Jordan was named best lead actor, edging out Leo.
Yeah. But he is great in that as
Twins.
Smoke and Stack, right? Yeah. Was that the two characters' names? He's amazing, but I will take this to my effing grave. And I had this conversation with some friends the other night. I thoroughly enjoyed Sinners. At no point while watching Sinners before or during or after, though, did I think it was best picture stuff. I just thought it was good and fun.
It's an incredible comeback after losing in the semis at the Australian Open, though, right?
Dude, I can't even with you.
Yeah, he did get knocked out by Djokovic. And
I mean, not only is it
tennis
awesome,
a forced sports joke, but it's a tennis joke.
To a tennis-friendly show, and we're saying it sucks.
Dave's not like, tennis-friendly.
The one guy that you could tell it to would be me, and I was...
You kind of enjoyed it. You weren't
I might
mad.
Have.
You weren't mad.
No.
DJ wasn't either. He's just
I was
not
furious.
Willing to say.
I did not like it.
But yeah, did you guys?
I was furious.
You saw it, right?
Yeah.
He really does force him in more than Norm used to.
I've noticed that lately.
He is the new Norm.
He's developed a problem.
The new Norm. Sports joke Bob up for the emergency break of the week once again. So is it bubble voice Corby? Is it Craig Rosengarten who's in deny? Or is it sports joke Bob? 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Who is the first candidate?
Corby.
What did he do?
Funny.
What'd he say?
What?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey there, Mr. Peppermint.
Hey, Muffin.
I just think that cruise in the Lido is a ding-dong. Give me Bubble Butt Corby.
It's not Bubble Butt Corby.
Close enough. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Good morning, George. You know who this is?
Who?
How can you not know? It's Romo Tony. You and I have a lot in common.
God.
Okay.
For all this
you,
one.
You and I are never going to make a cut on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Okay.
You have
I'm
a vote?
Totally unprepared. I'm totally unprepared for this broadcast. Did no research, but I'll say, number two.
Okay, thank you. You're getting booed. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, humans.
Hey, human.
Shout out to Andrew and Vaginal Slice Born.
Oh, man.
It's not the authentic one, is it?
I don't know. I think that would sound
sounded
pretty,
like him.
Pretty authentic. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. Triple Fake Miko Rantanen. Give me Bubble Voice Corby.
That is a terrible Rantanen.
Hi, you're on the ticket. AM, FM, and stream.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
I just have one question. Who loves you?
Well, I don't know.
Who loves ya?
You?
Mom Jesus loves you. Well, I hear, and me, I hate to burst y'all's bubble, but I think Corby may get it again.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
What were the choices again?
Oh, nope. My gosh.
It's
every week.
Still kind of funny to me.
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this the ticket?
Yep.
Yep, it's Quadruple Fake, Cruz and Alito. Give me Corby for the win.
Okay, almost. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
That would be whoever has the more poop on their taint, and that is Craig Rosengarten.
Oh, my gosh, wow. Dude. I don't know about all that.
Weird.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Oh, man, no way I got in twice in a row.
You have, 2 weeks in a row.
Well, I'm still over here basking in the wind of our Frito Bandito last week. I do love it when secretly and briefly High Jub shows up on the radio. But I'm going to, I mean, what self-respecting voter could not vote for that Craig Razor Rosengarten? That boy crazy.
All right, thanks for the vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Braz, this is Cruz in Cancel's Gap.
Okay.
I'm going to vote for Craig Rosengarten.
Okay, thank
Cranfield's
you.
Cranfield's Gap.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, good morning, Joe.
Oh, my gosh. It's Brady Tom, maybe, to finish this thing off here this morning.
Good morning, Gordo.
Good morning.
Okay. Hey, George, before you leave, will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you put the 20 in a lucky ducky for me?
Okay, sure. I'll give it a try, Brady Tom.
Well, I think we're going to deny, but give it to Corby with the bubbles.
And ladies and gentlemen, Brady Tom gives us a winner, Corby Davidson.
The Hardline Helpline.
Brought to you by
the Good Feet Store, Milestone Electric, AC, Plumbing, and more.
Thank you, Mr. Hamster.
520. Help.
So, this guy asks a question. It doesn't even need any setup, but we are, I guess, I haven't seen it on the calendar yet. Do we have a date yet?
What's happening
yet?
To your voice?
Oh, my God.
It's the longest bubble voice I've ever heard.
Was it really?
You were just trying to fight through it like a pro, but
you just kept going and going and going.
Like the whole lollipop guild was.
Man. He's just so used to it. He doesn't even notice it.
I didn't even notice it. I just kept going.
That has to be a record, right, Ham? That was
yeah, we'll count it up.
Amazing.
Did it just keep getting worse?
It's like, boy, can he make it 8 seconds?
It was just steady. I'm on the bull. Yeah. It's like you had just taken a big rip of helium.
Do we have it on the calendar, though, for the April Fool's Open?
How many wins is that for Corby?
Corby is now one step closer to the century mark. That's his 95th e-brake. That puts him 45 behind Norm.